Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles Unified School District is getting ambitious on the vaccination front. The district had planned to only open 2 COVID-19 vaccination centers for school families, but now it will open 25. KPCC's Kyle Stokes says the huge scaling up is likely a response to what the district is hearing from families.
The primary concern among parents who chose not to send their kids back to campus, or at least have indicated so far in the district's reopening survey, is that they're worried about the virus. And these are also concentrated in areas where we're talking about the least likelihood for parents to have access to easy vaccines. Superintendent Buettner referenced the many different factors we're used to hearing about: the lack of technology, the lack of time or ability to navigate the vaccine lottery. And so this is an opportunity to bring the vaccinations closest to the communities, in theory, among LAUSD's population that need it most.
The first vaccination sites open today at Lincoln High School and Washington Prep. You can find a map on our website, LAist.com. Some of the staff preparing to reopen LAUSD schools in the coming weeks are parents themselves. KPCC's Mariana Dale tells you about a new program to help them pay for childcare.
The district announced full-time employees can get $500 a month for each child 5 and younger enrolled in a childcare program.
I see this as a huge first step towards a longer-term solution.
Maya Suzuki Daniels teaches at San Pedro High School and has a toddler son. She started an online petition calling on the district to support parent educators that gathered more than 2,000 signatures.
We are doing double duty. We are full-time caregivers, which are responsibilities that we were previously paying others to do, and we are working and teaching online, and our job duties have not decreased.
Even with the added financial support, families might have a hard time finding care, as hundreds of providers have closed permanently and many still open are operating at reduced capacity. Covering early childhood, I'm Mariana Dale.
Two health plans say they will operate 16 vaccination clinics in partnership with the USC Pharmacy through May 1st. They are LA Care Health Plan and Blue Shield of California Promise Health Plan. The first clinic opens tomorrow at Los Angeles City College. People must be eligible for the vaccine under county guidelines, which now include anyone 50 and over. Starting April 15th, they will bring people as young as 16 into the fold. As of last night, in the Angeles National Forest, the Springs wildfire is being held at around 60 acres. It started yesterday afternoon east of Paradise Springs and south of Big Pines Highway. The Angeles National Forest shared the update on its Twitter page, saying a strong air attack appears to have limited the fire's spread, and it is being held within its retardant lines. Los Angeles County's Native American community has lost a leader. Julia Bogany was a revered Tongva elder and cultural ambassador. She's died at the age of 72 after suffering a stroke. For more than 30 years, Bogany worked for her Gabrielino Tongva tribe, descendants of the L.A. Basin original inhabitants. She served on their tribal council, taught students from the Claremont colleges, worked to preserve the Tongva language, and consulted with artists on public art projects. You may have seen one of those projects in Arcadia, where the Gold Line Bridge crosses over the 210 freeway. Its support columns emulate the tribe's baskets. Her cousin Kimberly Morales Johnson served with her on the tribal council.
She would start sometimes at 5 o'clock in the morning and not get home till 10 o'clock at night, just all on her quest to make sure that people knew who the Gabrielino Tongva were and that we are still here and that we still exist.
On her website, tobevisible.org, Bogany wrote this: Tongva women never left their ancestral homeland. They just became invisible. How do we make ourselves not invisible is the question I ask every day. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.